Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I want to thank Senate President Steve Sweeney, Assembly Speaker Sheila Oliver, leaders Tom Kaine and John Bramnick for your hard work, for your frankness when we disagree, and for your willingness to come together on the truly important issues, on the big things. We have served the people of New Jersey well, and I thank you.
Governor Christie, from his State of the State address, shouting out to the leaders of the Democrats in the legislature as well as the Republicans. And joining us now is one of those folks, State Senate President Steve Sweeney, who was also proposing more free beach access in the post-Sandy world. As we mentioned, Senator, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
And listeners who may have heard me being a little distracted going into that promo for our Martin Luther King event, let's explain it. You were telling me about the genesis of the fist bump between you and the governor at the State of the State that the whole media seems to have picked up on.
Yeah, I didn't want to get anybody else sick, you know, Brian. And the funny thing is, you know, this is a really bad bug for anybody listening. Please do an elbow, do a fist bump, but try to avoid shaking hands and all those things because people, that's how it's getting spread. And I didn't want to give it to the governor. I didn't want to give it to anybody.
So people either thought that you were snubbing him because you wouldn't shake his hand or that you're really like palling around with him because the fist bump, you know, you do that with your buds.
Listen, we get along very well, he and I, personally. It's just we disagree publicly on things that we disagree on.
You and Republican State Senator Michael Dougherty introduced a bill that would require any town that accepts state or federal aid to rebuild beaches in a way that makes beach access free to the public. Tell us about the bill.
Well, you know, Brent, my point is that, you know, the beaches, you know, the charge to go on a beach is unfair to start with. You know, look at New Jersey right now. You got 9.6% unemployment. You got high foreclosure rates. I'm an iron worker. My dad had four sons. If you charge beach fees, I would have never got that Jersey experience. You know, going down and having that life experience, I would have never had. So I look at it this way. We're going to pay to rebuild these beaches with tax dollars. Why do I have to pay to go on them after I paid to rebuild them? And I mean, it's just a philosophical position for me. And when you look at the towns that are collecting these fees, honestly, they collected more money than they claim they needed, but they didn't reduce their fees. In fact, they're all talking about raising them again. And in fact, down in Wildwood, where they have it, you know, they have, you know, parking fees and all these other things, fees, it's a fairness issue.
And clearly the Atlantic County Mayors Association doesn't like your idea. They've sent a letter to the governor opposing it. Cape May officials have called for the legislature to drop this before it really takes it up. So are the beach communities reliant on beach tag revenues to survive?
Listen, they're reliant on it because it's easy to do, Brian. You know, again, a lot of these communities are very small communities, and they all have governments. You know, this is my big thing about shared services. You know, if you go down to Wildwood, you have North Wildwood, Wildwood, Wildwood Crest, and I think it's Lower Township, and there might be one more police department. There's only 16,000 people year-round there. You know what I mean? And then they collect, from 80,000 people, they're collecting taxes year-round. So it's like, listen, you know, let's do things a little bit different. Let's find a way to be more efficient with this government, you know, with government. And then if the money's needed, that's one thing. But honestly, they got to prove to me that.
Does the governor have an open mind? He's made at least one unenthusiastic comment.
Listen, he's been unenthusiastic about it because he thinks we're trying to play politics with it. You know, for me to be a partner with Michael Dougherty on a bill, to be honest with you, was a shock to me because we are
conservative Republican.
Oh my, we are so opposite ends of the spectrum, and I'm sure for Michael too. But you know something? This is a principled issue. You're spending tax dollars to rebuild these beaches and the boardwalks. I mean, these are tax dollars. And let's remember, you have restaurants down there. You have businesses down there paying property taxes. Everyone's paying taxes because it's a good place to go. So it's not like you're being punished because you have an ocean. You know, your property values are that much more valuable because you got it.
listeners, you want to weigh in with State Senate President Stephen Sweeney on free beach access or anything else you want to raise. We played a lot of clips yesterday that a lot of you heard from the governor's State of the State and talked about a whole bunch of issues. If you want to talk about any of these with the State Senate President, you can. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. By the way, you know that they do it in California somehow. It's basically outlawed to charge for beach access along that huge coastline with just a few exceptions. Are you eyeing the way they do it out there? Are you looking at the California Coastal Commission, which controls that policy, as some kind of a model for New Jersey or anything like that?
Brian, we're looking at everything right now, I'll be honest with you, because we're one of the few states that actually does this. You know what I mean? That's the insanity here. You know, how did we have lifeguards before beach fees? How did we have these things? This was just a convenient way to raise revenues. And, you know, and listen, when you were hearing the debate, some people were saying, well, we have a different class of people because we charge beach fees, you know, which was really offensive to me. But I'm listening to the radio debate on this with some people, and some people actually believe that, Brian, that you keep them out that way. Well, you would kept me out and my parents and my brothers because we were blue-collar iron workers.
What did you do? Because there are always some beaches that are for free, right? I've gone to free beaches on the Jersey Shore.
We went to Atlantic City. You know, we went to Atlantic City because that's the one we could do. Because, you know, you take the family down. I remember, Brian, going to the beach, and my mother would pack sandwiches, you know what I mean? And then pack, you know, and the sand, we'd get in the sandwiches and all that other stuff. But it was a great great life experience. You know, it helps around you as a person. And to deny that opportunity, or that only certain people can be in certain places, that's wrong too.
Kathy in Monmouth County. Kathy, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi there. Hi. I live in Red Bank, and I go to the beach at Sandy Hook because it's a federal, you know, park. And you don't have to pay for a beach pass. You pay to park, and that's reasonable. But I think it's just so unfair to have private ownership of the beach. It's not your beach. It's everybody's beach. And another thing is that I work in Asbury Park, and I know that kids and families wait till the lifeguards leave to go to the beach, and that creates a hazard. The kids never learn to swim there. There when there are no lifeguards. So you have drownings. Kids die because they can't go to the beach when the lifeguards are there.
Kathy, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, you've got a fan in Red Bank.
Well, you know, she's right, though. You know, Brian, it's a fairness issue. I mean, we didn't build, you know, I listen to the mayors too, Brian. They'll say that, well, you pay fees to drive on toll roads. Yeah, well, we built the toll roads. The beach and the ocean were created by God. You know what I mean? Some people would say others.
Chuck in, can I go to Chuck there in Wall Township? Are we ready for him? All right, we'll get to Chuck next. Linda calling about Asbury Park. Hi, Linda.
Hi. It drives me crazy. We have an 11-foot wide house. We pay $400 a month in taxes, and we still have to pay $6 to get on the beach. And Asbury Park has its own special history of creepiness when it comes to the beach. I think they're charging the money as a sort of de facto racism, hiding behind classism. They used to have a place called the Mud Hole where the sewer pipe ran out into the ocean, and that's where they let black people go swim, and everybody else paid to get on the beach.
Veiled racism, Senator?
Well, listen, that was brought up by a lot of people on the similar shows like I'm talking about now, Brian. And people actually would call in and say, well, listen, it creates a better type of beach. You know, that's a code word.
Better.
Better, which means, well, I'm the Senate president now. I'm the son of an iron worker. You know what I mean? Why would you want to deny me that? We're all the same.
Chuck and Wall, I think we got you now. Hi.
Hi. I'm a union iron worker also, and I'm interested in knowing how are you going to get from zero revenue when you eliminate the beach revenue to sustaining the towns that have been dependent upon that revenue for so long. And as a son of an iron worker, I was never denied, you know, access to the beach. We always had a decent wage. So I don't know how you know, what you're insinuating, you couldn't get on the beach. I don't see how it is.
Listen, I had three brothers. I mean, maybe you had a big family or small family. I don't know. What I'm saying is working class people, it's much harder to get on a beach if you don't have the money to pay for it. Look, if it's $30 to go on a beach, to sit on a beach with your family, that's $30 you can't buy lunch with or something else with the high price of gas today. But you know something? How do these towns do it? You know, first off, they have to look within and see if they're running as efficiently as they can. And I can tell you right now, I'll challenge any single community to let me look at their budgets, and I can find money because it's there. Look, I've ran government for 13 years, and what I do know is government is always looking for ways to find more money instead of finding ways to spend it more efficiently. It's easier that way. And my big beef is, honestly, let's do things a little smarter.
I think John in Jersey City agrees with Chuck. You own beachfront property, John?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I own two properties. One is a beachfront. One is on the bay. And I couldn't disagree more with what with going against the fact of just buying beach tax. I mean, let's be honest here. This is not a huge expense. And if you knew anything, this storm illustrates perfectly why we need that kind of revenue. How many other storms have we never asked for help that we have to go clean up the beach and it costs a fortune? This is, if we did not maintain that beach, you would not want to be on that beach.
How much is it, by the way? I don't think we've gotten that out on the table. John, how much is the beach access where you own?
I think it's for the whole summer to have a beach tag. And if you're a senior citizen, there's a huge discount, or a student. It's hardly anything. It's like $30 or something for the whole summer. And meanwhile, it's hardly enforced. You can go down there and set up. If the girl comes along and asks you, you buy a beach tag. If she doesn't, you don't.
Senator, are we just talking about $30 a year?
Listen, that's for somebody that's there year-round. You know, I'm talking about families that are coming for a weekend here and there. And, you know, how much per individual? And, you know, honestly, not everyone's a senior citizen and is getting a discount. You know, I mean, it's easy to couch it that way to make it look like it's affordable. But listen, a fee is another three-letter word for tax. So let's be honest about it. You're just taxing it a different way. And a lot of these communities charge you for parking. You know, that's legitimate. There's meter parking. They charge you for that. You know, like down in the Wildwoods, they have, I think, a hotel fee or a hotel tax that supports us too. So, look, it's a tax. And I, you know, there's a matter of fairness. You know what I mean? The federal money, he said that, you know, the federal, that we haven't asked for money before. Absolutely we have. We do beach replenishment on a regular basis. And that's federal dollars that come from people like me that don't live down the shore.
Jeff, in Toms River, you're on WNYC with State Senate President Steve Sweeney. Hi.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today? I'm listening to the conversation up here a little bit with it. Sweeney said that he had, you know, a blue-collar worker and everything. And I was just wondering, as far as reconciling, from what I understand, he might be running against the governor as far as for governor. And I just wondered if he can reconcile his term coding on the unions in New Jersey as far as the public unions.
What aspect?
Excuse me?
What particular policy?
As far as health care and other issues, as far as the governor coming to office, and he gave the okay as far as the governor was concerned. He worked with the governor to backstab the public unions when it came to health care.
Jeff, thank you for your call. Do you
Listen,
feel you
I,
did
I'm,
that?
I'm thrilled to answer
you
that.
You did come to a compromise on pension and health care.
I'm thrilled to answer that. Brian, I wanted to save the pension fund. It's very simple. And the public workers, I'm not going to apologize to saving the pensions of this gentleman or others. 800,000 people, we save their pensions. Well, you know something? The governor wanted health care reform. You know, it's not always the way you want it. And honestly, most people pay for health care today. So, you know, it's not backstabbing, Brian. What it's doing is actually living in the real world and working to fix things.
So you and the governor agree on that. You know, tucked in his question was, are you going to run for governor this year and try to challenge Chris Christie?
Listen, there's a lot of discussion on who's going to run, and I've said I'm thinking about it, and a few others are. So, you know, those decisions will come this month.
You were talking about trying to get Senator Cody, former governor, acting governor Cody, to run. Is Is that an indication of lack of interest?
No, not at all. You know, Brian, I consider myself the leader in my party in the state because I'm the Senate president. I'm the highest ranking state official. And I was just gauging interest and who has interest. And I think Governor Cody has interest. I think that Congressman Pascrella does. And I think Barbara Bono, obviously, she's already announced.
You think Cody and Pascrella are both going to get in?
I think they both have interest. I can't speak for either one, but I think they both honestly have true interest.
You know, speaking of healthcare, we did a poll with the Rutgers Eagleton Center and found that most New Jerseyans want the governor to opt into the part of Obamacare that would expand Medicaid. Are you advocating for that?
Absolutely. We passed the bill twice and he vetoed it. And you know something? He shortchanged 300,000 people that would have been able to get access to healthcare. It was very short-sighted. Here's the problem we're dealing with, Brian. He's looking at it nationally, but he's the governor of New Jersey, and we need him to pay attention to New Jersey before he goes nationally.
15 seconds. One interesting thing to me from the state of the state is that the governor did not renew his call for an income tax cut.
Well, because I think he's recognizing the numbers don't work. His budget didn't work in the beginning. But we put the money aside to give him a chance to see if it would work.
Want to get any last 10-second licks in here?
I just really appreciate the opportunity to come in and into the studio and talk to you and talk to the people that called in. I respect their views.
And we always appreciate when you do that. So the state Senate president from New Jersey, Stephen Sweeney, coming in to the city to be in our studio for this conversation. Thank you so much. We'll keep talking.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.